There's a certain je ne sais pas in the air as our favorite crazy French detective's back in town. Kombucha is still nasty no matter where you are. And it looks like Blaine might have a little love interest, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I'm still getting used to this, like... I'm used to AfterBuzz TV. What is up, guys? We are back for another episode of iZombie. We are in the final season, sad face. Obviously, we are missing some of the team, but that's all right because your two favorite black girl magicians are up in the crib.
Whoop, whoop.
I am your friend, Drew Jones, and to my left is my favorite, my big sis.
Pinky. No, I'm kidding. Hey, guys. I'm Nakia Monet.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Shout out to everybody that's in the chat. Keep it coming. I will give you guys a shout out. Shout out to you guys. Big Face Hunnit, Ivan, you know, the regular crew. And let me know what you guys thought about the episode.
Yes, yes. Let's just hop right into it. But before we do, just a reminder that we do have some segments later on in the episode. We do have our brain food segment. And we also have our freaky... Deaky zombie facts, which Kiki Boom Boom will be serving to you on a silver platter.
Yes, baby.
So, what were your initial thoughts of this episode?
It was a good episode, but, you know, this season has been kind of like a Game of Thrones thing, where I feel like because this is the last season, again, we talked about this with the first episode with the whole crew here. I think the season finale last year, everyone thought in CW and iZombie was like, this is it. Mm-hmm. The show may never come back. And then when they got the okay to bring it back, I think they kind of scrambled together. Was like, oh, okay, we need to put something together. I'm still kind of waiting to see, like, what everything means and how it lines up. So, but the show was interesting. I always loved Liv, Clive, and Ravi together. But other than that, it was okay.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not 100% sure where they're going with it this season. But I love everyone. I love these characters, so it's like I'm gonna watch regardless, because we've invested so many years into them.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not 100% sure where we are going with this. But we hop into the episode with Cornell, who is this tech genius. He is murdered, and they find this like mysterious human bunker, and Peyton's name's on the list, and there's all this hoopla, and Liv eats his brain in a very gross way, which we will talk about in brain food. But she becomes a genius.
I loved it. I always love when she's on brains, mm-hmm. because she becomes that character. So I was kind of figuring, I'm like, what's going to happen here? Like, how is this going to kick in? And even in the show, they were kind of waiting for her to kick in. And Clive was like, I guess we're not going to see that. And then, like, literally, she's like, wait, I have a thought. Like, I love stuff like that. I think with iZombie, they're trying to piece together all the different storylines. So at the beginning of this, I was very confused. But then it did come a little full circle when it was like, okay, I see what's happening. And there's a lot of, like, weird discrimination stuff happening with the zombies, and especially with this tech guy who kind of comes into play with everything that was happening. But
yeah,
I love seeing her own brains.
So we'll just wrap it up with the tech guy, because it's not like a super main part of it, but he basically kind of kills himself.
From what I got from it, he killed himself.
And don't do drugs.
Like, because he was already taking the hallucinating mushrooms to like make his brain more smarter. So, because he was taking these pills every morning. Mm-hmm. From what I got from the end, because it wasn't too clear, is that he killed himself and homegirl just wanted to blackmail Sheldon. Because they didn't, when she was talking to Clive and Liv, she didn't say, like, I did it. It was just like, yeah, I just planted the mushroom so he can get blamed for it.
Done.
Hi, zombie. Those in the chat, please let me know, like, what, is it just me? Did this episode kind of leave you confused?
Yeah. Don't do drugs.
That too.
Essentially, is what we're getting at here. But... while all this is going on, the real meat and potatoes of this episode is this zombie discrimination that's going on. It's getting really heavy. We're forming clubs with the Dead Enders Club. There's the firing of a zombie teacher who was Jordan's little brother's teachers. There's like paparazzi trying to out zombies. There's like these zombie identification websites. It's getting very heavy.
It's getting crazy. Shout out to, because someone in the chat just said what they think this episode, it's this season's turning into. It's like a hate crime season. Ivan said it's a zombie hate crime season. And I think it's kind of showing like what's going on in today's world, but just with zombies. And it kind of shed light. Like, I know we've been seeing a lot of discrimination, but it's not really into Sheldon was like spewing really derogatory things at Liv and saying really nasty things about zombies, and just seeing how like these websites are now coming about where you can locate a zombie and they're taking pictures of them at the spray tanning place and at all these other places. So it's scary. I feel bad.
It gives me very much the vibe. And I mean, we're obviously two, not only women of color, we're black women. And it's very normal now to see the videos of, you know, being black while barbecuing, you know, being black while studying in your dorm. Like, there's always these videos of black people or people of color in general, because, you know, we've seen it with other nationalities and races as well, where people are just doing normal day-to-day stuff, minding their own business, and then they're getting harassed and, like, filmed and whatnot. Yeah. And watching this reminded me a lot of it.
Yeah, like going to the nightclub, going to the grocery store, just being fired from your job.
Right.
Because you're a zombie, and it's a lot. And I feel like that's where it's going to take a turn.
Yeah, it's very, I'm interested to see where they go with it, just because I'm interested to see what iZombie's idea of what a proper response should be.
Yes. In the chat, they are going crazy. Ivan Soda says the zombie chick killed the tech guy, the zombie chick being Cornell's ex-girlfriend. I didn't get that. I just got what they were doing was horrible. I planted it there. Maybe y'all seen something that I didn't see. I don't know. But they're saying that she killed him.
I got that she was just trying to clean, like, get another person off the street.
That's what I thought. Hey, y'all know better
than
that.
But, yeah. You know. We do a lot of shows. So, yay. You know, sometimes the
We're on the West Coast, but East Coast time.
But someone who doesn't let the details slip is this French detective that if you're in the chat, please remind us of his name. But he's very extra, which I kind of live for. But he decides he's going to unfreeze these offices, and he is trying to, like, help this, like, weird super zombie G.I. Joe character.
That's what I got from him. He popped up. I was really surprised, because then I was trying to think back of what happened to him at the season finale. Mm-hmm. So when he popped up, I was like, okay. And then they unfreeze them to kind of work for them. And they still kind of don't disclose what it is. But obviously this guy's an evil guy. And it shows him taking off his wig and putting the wig back on. You see like this metal head. And you know when the zombies get upset, their eyes turn red. But he turned into like a super RoboCop zombie. Yeah. Who I think is just out. I guess every season you need like a villain. I'm guessing he's gonna be the new villain, but because he's a zombie, like he said, he's like, he wants to get rid of humanity and save the zombies. But I was taken aback when he was like, oh, you work for Renegade? No, you work for me now. But I'm like, but if is Renegade's job to save the zombies, why would he be upset if he wants to save zombies and kill humans?
Yeah. I mean, I also want to end humanity, but it's because I want to save the bees. So it's just like we have different motivations. But, yeah, I was a little confused by it, too, because maybe it's because in his mind, Renegade is like a human sympathizer.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, and the coyotes are humans.
And, like, her friends are humans for the most part.
Because he's very anti-human.
Yeah.
But the French guy's back, so I'm kind of excited. To see,
I know there are certain characters that are just so over the top that are really fun to watch. He's one of them. Donnie's one of them.
Right.
Like
Donnie's amazing.
I love Donnie. I love Donnie so much. I want to get him in the studio so bad. That's going to be my mission this week. Please. Is to try to get him in the studio with us. So yeah, that whole thing is going on. Not really 100% sure what's happening, but I'm here for the ride. I'm gonna hop on it. Our boy Blaine, who I can't help but love.
Oh, I love Blaine.
I love him. I like to look at him. I like his BS that he's always on. But he looks like he's a little smitten with this reporter, Al Bronson, a.k.a. Miss Alice. How do we feel about her? Because she is undercover. She's an undercover lover.
I think she really is undercover. Because what I love about her, because she's one of the women who can actually keep up with Blaine. And I think that turns him on. Because he tries to, like, shoot a shot. And she's like, no, not going to do it. And he tries to impress her, like, having this fake party, inviting people over. And trying to impress her. But I had a feeling that she was undercover because when she was snooping around and found the gold mask, I'm like, I wonder who she is, who does she work for, and what story is she actually doing on Blaine? Because I think we said before, like, Blaine's one of those, like, villains that doesn't seem to go away or nothing can bring him down. So I'm interested to see, like, what this will be, or will this turn into, like, a cute love storyline? Because you can tell that they're both kind of feeling each other.
Do we want Blaine to be happy?
No. No, we don't.
Like, as a Blaine lover, I'm like, I want to see Blaine happy. But, like, as someone who likes likes things to balance out, I'm like, no.
We don't want to see him with a woman and living his best life. Yeah. They said in the chat, the French dude's name is Lambert.
Lambert. Adam Lambert?
I'm sick.
American Idol winner.
Let's take a quick break. Let me just give you guys some shout-outs. Shout-out to Billie Jean Girl 24. Ivan Soto, Big Face, Hunnits. I know it's hundreds, but I just like saying Hunnits.
It's Hunnits now.
Big Face Hunnits says, who saw how Major looked at Liv? I did. I thought it was really cute. And Ivan Soto says, Nakia, I think this character is the one that will take down Blaine. That is Miss Al, because she is up to something and she's smart and she's witty. And I think she is going to be the person to take him down. So
I'm here for it.
Take him down.
Pause. Take him down.
He wants to be taken down, and that way,
I really want to take him down.
That's the way that Blaine wants to be taken down, because he's been really shooting a shot and flirting with her, and she's like,
we all want to be taken down.
Okay, same. But she has something under those sleeves, so I'm excited for that and all that good stuff.
I concur. They also kidnapped the teacher.
Yeah. So, okay. So we have the, like, dead enders who are kind of going around trying to take pictures of zombies and being weird. But when the new teacher is in line for Blaine's club, he's, like, talking and saying he's working for Renegade. Mm-hmm. The two guys in front of him take the picture and send it to that RoboCop dude. So I'm like, wait, who's working with who? What is happening? What is the iZombie website? Like, what is it? If you guys in the chat know, please let me know. Hey, Dan Snow. He just said, hey, everyone. But yeah, he's been kidnapped. So it looks like now he's going to be undercover for the new zombie villain. And he sent him back to work with Renegade. So I think it's going to be one of those where he's going to try to take down Renegade. So I'm very interested. And now, also, very interesting, a lot of people know who Renegade are because the people who've been coming in contact with Liv, they're like, it's Renegade. It's Renegade. Yeah. So it's not so much of a secret.
Yeah, it's like when there's this place in LA called the Magic Castle, and, like, it's supposed to be very secretive, and, like, you get invite only, but then, like, in the past year, I feel like everybody's going to the Magic Castle, and it's, like, there's no longer any, like, wow, because everyone can go to the Magic Castle.
I'm not going.
Yeah, I went. It's pretty cool, though. You should go. It's pretty fancy. But, no, I feel like Renegade is the new Magic Castle. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows, so I'm like, what's the secret? Everyone knows who she is.
It's like, where's the flair? Maybe it's the Aquarius in me, but, like, once everyone knows about something, I'm like, I don't like it anymore.
Same. Like, I'm done. I'm like, good. Okay,
whatever. So that's basically the episode.
Yeah, the episode was...
It was pretty to the point, you know? A little confusing, but...
It was okay. I'm not a fan of this episode.
I wasn't either. But that's okay, because what I am a fan of is, Brain Food.
Yes.
My favorite segment. This actually is my favorite segment out of all of my shows.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the best.
Because I do miss our sound bite that our engineer Anthony used to give us, the so meaty.
Ugh, I hate so it. Gross. I hate it. So meaty.
But for this week, the Brain Food was Liv made. This is actually so gross.
It was so gross.
She took kombucha and Brain, and my reaction was similar to Ravi's, like, why would you do that? Because kombucha is already gross on its own.
And then she put the Brain in and drank the Brain.
Yeah. Can we just talk about how, like, I don't care what the kombucha, I don't care the health benefits of it. Yeah. It's gross. It's fermented tea. That's mold, people.
Oh, I did drink it once, and then it had me feeling funny.
I drank it,
yes! Yes! So meaty.
I love it.
Thank
I
you.
If there's a beauty YouTuber named Jackie Ayana, Jackie, and she's obsessed with kombucha, and I asked her what I should try to try to get into the trend, and she recommended it, which one, and I still hated it. And so this was a very uncomfortable thing for me to watch, because I truly think kombucha is the grossest thing.
Yeah, it's really gross. And I think it's funny that the reaction was, that's gross. Now that you're eating brain, but you're drinking kombucha.
But I think it's funny because you know how like the foods always involve whatever, like last week was pico de gallo. They were doing salsa.
Yes.
I thought it was funny because I feel like kombucha is a thing that, like, people are like, you have to be more evolved.
Yes.
To
and
like it.
The smart tech guy is probably people, drinking it.
They're like, this is actually, like, really good for you. And the reason you're not drinking is because you're dumb and poor.
No, literally. So when she did it, I was like, okay, I get,
yeah.
I get the theme.
Like, we get it. Elitist.
We get it. But yes, I love that she makes the zombie food. Brain food.
But that is brain food of the week. We are still trying to figure out what brain food we're going to make for the end of the season. So if you guys have ideas, be sure to put it in the comments. By the way, if you're listening to us live, thanks for doing that and for hanging out with us. But if you're not doing it live, or if you are doing it live, make sure to leave us a comment. Like, subscribe, give us 5 stars if you're on Spotify and or iTunes. We do not discriminate against Androids, even though I don't understand how they work and I think they're ugly. But that's okay, because we have an app for you so that you can still listen to us. And I promise I won't judge you too harshly. And once you guys did, we'll be sure to shout you guys out.
Yes.
And thanks for watching us and listening to us, because my mom tells me my voice is really shrill, and so it's really cool that you guys listen to me weekly.
Is everything okay over there?
Yes. I mean, she's not wrong.
I have a soda says we should try to make nacho brain.
Ooh,
nacho. We can put that on the list. I like that.
Yes, nacho brain.
That's what we'll do for the while the show's going on. Like Drew said, you guys give us your ideas and then maybe we'll vote, and that's what we'll make for the series finale.
My favorite is still the cupcake mug brain.
Yes, yes, that was good.
That was a good one.
That was a good
or
one.
Or maybe like a brain martini.
Ooh, because she did drink it in the kombucha. So
she did.
We can drink a brain martini. Yeah, give us all your ideas and then we'll also vote. And then when the girls get back, we'll do like a vote and then we'll let you guys know who the winner is.
Yes. Let's hop into our next segment, which is Freaky Deaky Zombie Facts. I made up that name, but you get the gist.
Yeah. This is the best sound.
That made me so uncomfortable. Like in a good way.
That was amazing. I'm just going to hit you guys with a few different facts. The word zombie is related to the African word nanzambi, which means God. The grand serpent, the Le Grand Zombie, was the father of all Laos and other gods and appeared in the shape of a python. October 8th is World Zombie Day.
Hey.
There are basically two theories on the origin of zombies. A cursed person dies and returns as a zombie, and a person contracts a virus and exposed to radiations. And mummies are not usually regarded as zombies because while zombies are in constant state of decay, mummies are deliberately physically preserved. And one last one. According to zombie lore, the only way to kill a zombie is to damage its brain or cut it off its head.
The more you know.
Freaky Zeeky Deeky Zombie Facts.
Freaky Zeeky Deeky Zombie Facts. Every week we're going to add a new word that ends in
Freaky Zeeky Deeky Eeky Zombie Facts.
Yes. Love it. Actually, that's one of my great, like, I'm a big fan of horror films. Kiki's not. Oh. I am. One of the only genres of horror film that really gets to me is zombie related.
Really?
Like virus infected, like that really freaks me out.
I'm too scared. I cannot.
Just the thought of like eyes, not eye zombie, that's the show.
Walking
Dead. Legend.
Oh.
The Will Smith one.
Oh, no.
Like that one's not scary, but just like that thought of like, oh cool, everyone just died, now they're screaming and chasing Will Smith and his dog. That's my nightmare. But anyway, let's get into prediction.
Yes. Off with your head. Shout out to Big Face Hunnits.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
This is such a show, a hard show to have a prediction for.
It is. I predict, I mean, because this is the series finale and we are at the end. But someone in the comments did say that they think the series finale is going to be humans versus zombies, because I think that's where they're taking us with all the discriminatory, you know, derogatory things that they're doing towards zombies. I think it's going to be like every man for himself. The humans over here, we need to get rid of the zombies. And I think it's going to be another world war five, whatever. But because it is a series finale, you just don't know. I do also see, because someone mentioned it as well in the comments, the way Major looked at Liv. He's really excited that she showed up. So, and they were working together to try to get the teacher to the kid. So I do kind of see, not seeing them together, but I do see like a, you know, hey boo type of situation. And yeah, I'm really interested to see the new zombie villain, what his role is and who he is, and also the taking down of Blaine. I love Blaine, but he gotta go.
He gotta go. Didn't someone say we're gonna see a new love interest for Liv this season?
That's what someone did say.
That was word on the street. My prediction is that I feel like it's going to be a zombie versus human thing, but it's going to be super, like, all lives matter-y, where, like, they turn back into humans, and it's like, we're all humans, you know?
All lives
and
matter.
And all lives matter. And I'm going to probably roll my eyes. But that's my prediction. I think everyone's going back to humanity.
Everyone's going back to humanity. We have a prediction in the comments. Ivan said, Drew, don't be upset, don't barf, but I want Major and Liv back together again. Maddie Fernandez says no love interest for Liv. Yeah, you know, like, I kind of wanted, we talked about this in our other show, like self-worth and knowing yourself and saying like, I don't need to be with anybody. I would like to see them hook up one more time.
I mean, they can hook up, but I just like don't want, I want them to hook up, like kind of fist bump and then go on.
Yeah, and then be like, thank you so much for this hookup. Appreciate it. Now, leave me alone. Yeah. Let's end this chapter. Let's close this door.
Goodbye.
Let me be the best renegade I can be and take care of these babies. And I would love to also see something with the school. Like, I would love to see what will come.
Yes, Professor X style.
We talked about this.
Lift school, you know, of the undead.
I would like to see that. I'd like to see it. But yeah, that's, shout out to y'all. Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you. Very good, very good.
Very good, sir.
Tip, tip.
Tip, tip. We gotta go to bed.
It's been a long day. Anyway, where can they find you, Kiki?
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. On Sundays, if you like reality TV, I do a show on our sister channel called Back to Reality. And also do Keeping Up the Kardashians. So much fun.
Yes. And I am your girl, Drew Jones. I am starting on the panel for The Society next week, Netflix's dystopian teen. If you like this show, you're definitely going to like The Society. And that starts on Thursdays, I believe. No, Wednesdays. I lied. I'll tweet it. I'm pretty sure it's Wednesday, though. But if you want to keep up with me throughout the rest of the week, you guys can slide into the DMs at OKDrewJ. Until next time, party people, we will see you all real soon. Keep it funky, freaky, deaky.
And freaky, deaky, eeky.
Eeky.
Good night.
Good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.